any help would do, actually, the truth. Mainly imposing the non-fly zone, because Gaddafi now using air force, and this is really the biggest damage doing now to the resistance. If they impose this would be a great help. Secondly, if they start recognize the National Transitional Council, that will withdraw the rag underneath the feet of Gaddafi, and people with other states will start dealing with the National Transitional Council. This is what we want, these sorts of things. Of course, we need medical help, and this is very essential. People are dying now from the lack of the essential medical treatment. So this is what really we need.
Awad, forces loyal to Gaddafi, prevented your movement to the capital. What can you tell me about this, and what plans do you have to force him out?
We rely on our people inside. We force him out of Benghazi, of Tobruk, of Al Bayda, of Ajdabia, Zawiya, Misurata. We can do it in Tripoli as well. Gaddafi now, this is his last place to hide, is in his barracks in Bab al-Aziziyya. But you know, he's got all these mercenaries with him. He's got the air force using now. We have heard now using a drone now, which is significant for us. Means that he ran out of people who's willing to fly his airplanes to strike people. Daily, alhamdulillah, he is retreating, and we are forcing him out, inshallah, soon.
Some people are saying that because he has all this backing, he has money and all that, it will be next to impossible for the rebels or your groups to force him out. Are you confident that you can get rid of President Gaddafi as leader of Libya?
I'm very confident. It's just a matter of time. Because if everybody remember, when we started this in Benghazi, the unarmed civilians started this with bare hands and chests. And they forced him out of Benghazi. And the same did it in Al Bayda, in Tobruk, in Ajdabia. If we did it in all these cities, we can do it in Tripoli and from all Libya. The difference between us and Gaddafi is not the arms every party uses. It's the hands who are holding these arms and the hearts behind these. We are fighting for a cause. The mercenaries fighting for money. This is the difference. So we can beat them. And I'm sure, and we will. Soon. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time, man.
Awad, the stronghold of Gaddafi is Tripoli. And so far,
yes,
he has prevented the rebels from coming into Tripoli. Now, how confident are you that you will be able to get there and force him out?
As I told you, I'm very confident. Besides that, there is now fractions in among Gaddafi's men. There's every day we hear people departing from Gaddafi's side, fleeing his troops and joining the resistance. This is another element probably people that don't hear about it. His tribe itself in his second stronghold, Sirt, in the middle. There's some of Gaddafi's tribe now joining the resistance, which is a great news for us, and it is certainly bad news for Gaddafi.
You said Gaddafi's family are joining the resistance too.
Not family. I said the tribes. When you say Gaddafi's family, this is close family, his sons. No, his sons are still with them, because I don't think they, even if they depart Gaddafi, will be accepted by Libyan people. It's his tribe, called the Gaddafi's tribe.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, there's difference between his close family and tribe.